The Bert Show.
Oh, you just try it. You just try to out-dumb me. How far did you go in the wrong direction before you realized, oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
Are you back with some more buffoonery?
This time, I was just the passenger of buffoonery. I was not the driver of buffoonery this time. So let me set the tone for you. So Sunday was my girlfriend's dad's birthday. So on Sunday, I went with Amanda and I went with her dad and Ace at a North Point church, which is in Alpharetta, right? And the plan was after that to come back down to Roswell where Amanda was making lunch for her dad and her sister and her brother were going to join us. So we go to North Point. We're having a great time. And because Jeff was going to be driving himself back down to Roswell, I just said, you know what? Why don't I just drive with Jeff and I'll see you guys down in Roswell. She's like, okay, great. So I get in the car with Jeff. He's driving.
Noted.
He's driving.
Noted.
And we start talking about it, and I'm still in like the phase where I'm getting to know him, and I'm asking him questions about his life, and I'm still kissing his ass a lot.
I mean, it's a bold move to get in the car with your girlfriend's father on his birthday and ride with him rather than riding with somebody else.
Sure.
That's a baller move right there.
Here, I got him isolated. Mm-hmm. I can start to learn a little bit more about him, and that's exactly what we start doing. I ask him questions. He's answering them about his life and stuff like that, and I realize, I guess about 25 minutes going up north on 400 as we're passing McFarland Parkway, when we're supposed to be going down to Northridge, we're about 20 minutes north. And I say to him, Jeff, I think we're going the wrong way. So Amanda and her sister and brother are preparing this lunch and we turn around and I have to text her and go, hey, just want to let you know we're going to be about 45 minutes late because we went north when we should have gone south.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 45 minutes.
Well, now I know where she gets it from.
All right, so 1-855-BERT-SHOW. This is what I found online as I was looking for stories that make mine seem a little bit more digestible.
And I would like to know if these were like pre-GPS, yeah, pre-smartphone, like when we were printing off MapQuest directions and laying them in the passenger seat next to us.
MapQuest. Do you even know what MapQuest
is? Yes, I know what MapQuest is.
I got one for you, too.
All right.
A friend of mine, this was a few months ago, he was coming back to Atlanta. I don't remember where he was coming from, but it was a road trip. He was with his daughter. And he put in his address, and apparently there is his exact address in another city that's not here. And so he saw it on his GPS that it was about a 3-hour drive, which seemed about right to him. But when he got about 45 minutes to an hour away from it, it didn't look familiar to him. So he knew something was wrong. So that was when he actually looked at the zip code and realized that he was going the wrong way the entire time.
Oh, man.
And now he was like 5.5 hours away from where he was trying to go.
No.
And he said it was the first time his daughter ever seen him cry. He just literally cried in the car because he couldn't believe he did that.
You know what? I just was reminded of a second story of this as I was the passenger of buffoonery. Driving from Washington to Philly with some of my friends back when I was like 23, 24 years old, me passing out in the car while they were driving, it was at night. And then when I woke up, realized we were very close to New York. My friend had completely missed Philadelphia somehow, some way, and we were close to New York and had to do a U-turn in the middle of the night and go back to Philly.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Here is Amy. Good morning, Amy. You are part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hello. So I'm originally from South Florida, and my girlfriend and I were about 16, and she was dating a guy, and we were getting ready to go down to the Keys. And he's like, here, take my car and go get an oil change. And this was when we had like the Nokia block cell phones. And so we have no idea where the hell we're at. We're in Coral Springs. We start driving. We miss an exit. We're not paying attention. All of a sudden we're like, there's no exit anymore. And then all of a sudden, you remember back in the day when you would be roaming? I was like, we're roaming. I can't even call anybody right now. I'm going to get charged $5 a minute. We finally see an exit. We're in the middle of nowhere. If you drive, you know, the opposite direction, west in Florida, you're in the middle, I think it's Alligator Alley, and we get to a gas station. I'm like, hey, we're trying to driving everyone back to Coral Springs. And they're like, where's Coral Springs? I'm like, are you for real right now? And then we saw Alligator Beaverkey, and I'm like, we're not anymore.
Because of the phones, I missed all of that.
Yeah, I couldn't really catch it either.
She ended up in Alligator Alley, was nowhere near Coral Springs, Florida. TLDR.
How far is that?
Far.
This is what I caught online yesterday. I'm a long-haul truck driver. I got the address for delivery in Springfield, Ohio. I didn't load the exact address in my GPS, thinking as I got closer, I would do that. Well, once I got close to Springfield, Ohio, I entered the exact location, and it was to be delivered in Springfield, Missouri. Mm. 600 miles off course, about 12 hours.
Oh my gosh. Nope.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Springfields, man. You gotta be diligent about your Springfields.
Mm-hmm. And there's this beauty. I was a toll collector on the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is Interstate 90, for a summer in college. Working at the plaza where all traffic headed eastbound into Boston had to stop, turn in their ticket, and pay the relevant toll from where they hit on. Car with a family that had gotten on about 35 miles west of where I was asked me, how much further to Buffalo, the Buffalo airport? And he said, you mean the Boston airport, Logan? And she said, no, Buffalo. He says, Buffalo, New York? She says, yes. He says, you went the wrong way. Buffalo is west. So it's about 400 miles from where they got on the highway. They were on I-90, and Buffalo's airport is just off I-90, but they still didn't realize how far they were off. 400 miles.
That's, like, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Insane.
Yeah, these are just going to pale in comparison. Hey, Isabella, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's up?
We drove coming home from my grandfather's funeral in South Carolina and got about 30 minutes from our house in Alpharetta and stopped and pulled off to eat dinner. And my mom got back on the highway the wrong direction, and we realized when we got to Lake Hartwell in South Carolina that we were driving the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah. You're in a completely different state. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.